I'm fascinated with this 2012 date. I had John Major Jenkins on, another person you know, a few months ago, talking about the Mayan calendar. What's your take on just some of these past civilizations and what they may have known?
It seems to me, from both my personal experiences in these altered states of consciousness that I've experienced spontaneously various times of my life in the last, since my communication with my deceased friend, where I really believe I was kind of initiated, if you will, in a shamanic sense, to the afterlife through harmonic resonance, you might say. There's something energetic going on that definitely shifted me at the DNA level, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, how would you like to approach this? Where would you like to see us go here?
Well, I guess as a hypnotherapist, as someone who, you know, dwells in the hereafter, what do you think the Mayans had up their sleeve for this date, 2012?
Well, again, I see an energetic shift, as does John Major Jenkins, where, you know, the Mayans, the Egyptians, the ancients saw that space itself was consciousness, and that the stability or apparent stability of the laws of nature were not quite that they actually change. And Rupert Sheldrake comes to mind, Dr. Sheldrake in England, with his ideas of morphogenetic field.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we look at field phenomenon, that is where I would focus my attention if I wanted to investigate this. Let me give us a quick example of that. One evening, I took my wife, Connie, out to dinner, and then we went to the movie here in Spokane. And I went up in this mall theater complex, about four stories high, up the escalator, and I got to the top, and I had this overwhelming feeling this is going to sound awful, but I felt like I wanted to jump from this fourth floor open balcony escalator. And I really was just shaken by this overwhelming feeling. And so
why did you want to jump? I mean, thinking you could fly or what?
I just had this feeling that I was going to just leap, and I grabbed my wife's arm, and I hustled us into the theater, and we went to the movie, but my mind was on that experience.
Whoa.
I was just stunned, you know.
Maybe you had some bad entity trying to get you to jump.
Well, here's the connection to the field theory. This was on a Friday evening, and on the next Tuesday, so about 4 days after this experience, we happened to be out at our favorite restaurant again, and I told Connie, I said, you know, there's a new movie that I haven't seen yet. Let's go. And she says, John, wait a minute. It's Tuesday evening. We just went Friday. We don't need to go do that again. Let's wait till the weekend. I said, no, I feel compelled now. I've got to go see that movie. We walked through the same process, the same building. It's at the Spokane Mall, Riverside
mm-hmm.
Mall.
Yeah.
And we were walking in, and we saw everyone leaning over the second-story balcony looking down at the ground at the courtyard below. And Connie says, what do you think's going on? And without even thinking, George, I said, someone has jumped.
Somebody's jumped.
And this is the quick of this. That man, exactly my age, had leaped from the same spot that I felt compelled to leap 4 days previously. He had walked into the mall, the story went, came out in the newspaper the next day, the Spokesman Review, and it said this man was in his 50s, and he called on his cell phone back to a family member and said, "I'm goodbye, I've decided it's over." And he leapt to his death in that exact spot where I sensed this horrible feeling. Well, so there's a real dramatic idea of archetypal energy fields, you might say. And so if this is true, then, that we're charging the air, the space around us, with our vibrations, and those bad vibes are really banging against each of us all the time, we need to pay attention to these feelings and learn not to overreact to them. Now, you see, in the Middle East, let's tie that in, and we can come back to Earth changing.
Yeah, because also I want this jumping situation, too. Let me ask you this real quickly. How do we know that you weren't either, one, picking up on this poor guy's vibrations, or two, there was some kind of evil, demonic spirit around there that was trying to just get someone. And this poor guy happened to be where you were. Maybe you were strong enough to fight it off. Maybe he wasn't.
I think that there's plenty of opportunities for going different routes with this interpretation of field physics, and that's certainly one of them. But I think that what happened myself, that over time, over a number of years, that as people got to the top of that escalator, that they themselves, for one, just having a bad hair day, for lack of a better idea, maybe gave just a slight impulse to the idea of taking their own life there. And that field built in intensity again and again, was reinforced until it became a literal idea that was forced upon those who were susceptible, you might say. Obviously, not everyone senses this. But now again, if we're going to become extremely sensitive to the environment, as I say we are, and we're also going to become telepathic, which I say we are, and show again in my book how this is going to take place through the opening of the third eye, well, if this is a plausible explanation, then we've got to realize that in the Middle East, for example, you are charging that air every time you get people all stirred up emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that emotions are part of this subtle energy field that we're studying now in physics. And you tie that into the biology of belief with Dr. Lipton. We're changing our DNA, and we're you might say we're rewiring ourselves in the wrong direction. And I feel and sense more and more that that's what's going on in the Middle East. They've just got a situation that is just now in free fall.